Listening, Unit 12, page 71, B.
There are 5 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Circle the correct answer, A, B or C. 1. In the past, where did suntanned people often work? The idea of beauty we have today is very different from the ideas people had in the past. People in different times found certain features beautiful, which today are sometimes not thought of as attractive. For example, in previous centuries, people in some countries kept their skin as white as possible because a suntan was considered ugly. It showed that a person had to work in the fields. Today, many people like to get a suntan as it's a sign that people have enough leisure time to lie in the sun at the beach. 2. What does this person find attractive?
I think people should stop worrying about the way they look and concentrate on what is inside. People pay so much attention to what models and celebrities look like and try to copy them. But in my opinion, they shouldn't even be trying. It's what your personality is like that counts. What you do and say and the effect you have on the people around you.
3. What did the scientists show people pictures of?
As a scientist, I think it's interesting that a beautiful face seems to be something that human beings recognise all over the world. In one experiment, researchers showed pictures of a lot of different faces to people from different countries and cultures. Surprisingly, the scientists found that everyone had the same opinion about which faces were attractive and which were not, no matter where they came from. I think that's very interesting, especially as people's eyes, noses, mouths and other features are very different in different parts of the world.
4. What small thing did Chinese people find beautiful?
Some people really suffer to look good. This has always happened. I mean, long ago in China, women had their feet wrapped in tight material so that their feet stopped growing. Their feet were so tiny that it was often difficult to walk. They thought that smaller feet were more beautiful. Nowadays, though, people in many cultures just spend a lot of time and money on expensive beauty treatments for their face or their body, especially when they think they're not as young as they used to be. I find it quite ridiculous.
5. What is the speaker's occupation?
I'm a photographer, and I've met lots of different people. The most interesting pictures I've taken are of people who are creative, people like musicians, writers, and artists. Anyone can look fantastic if they have their hair and makeup done by the best professionals. But does that make it an interesting picture? Not always.